times I felt all alone, and many times I was far from home. But then I looked to the eastern skies, and I know my Lord, He was by my side, and He walks with me where angels fear to tread. My Lord walks with me where angels fear to tread. In the land of the famine, I am fed. No, I'll never have to walk alone, for I know my Lord, He's leading me home, and He walks with me where angels fear to tread. I thank God above for leading me through this barren land. He's held on to me as I've walked through the desert sand. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will praise my Lord with every breath, and He walks with me where angels fear to tread. My Lord walks with me where angels fear to tread. In the land of the famine, I am fed. No, I'll never have to walk alone, for I know my Lord, He's leading me home, and He walks with me where angels fear to tread. No, I'll never have to walk alone, for I know my Lord, He's leading me home, and He walks with me where angels fear to tread. My Lord walks with me where angels fear to tread.
Amen.
I'm going to begin reading here in the first chapter of 2 Thessalonians, and I want to begin reading on the second verse. And I want to take a thought today. The growing, the wonderful, mysterious, and maturing faith. Amen. It means that faith started there, and we want to follow the faith, the line of faith a little bit as God has given it, and it's growing, it's wonderful, it's mysterious, and it is perfecting. It's maturing. It's coming to perfection. And perfect faith is what we will have in this hour. And we got that faith, but it has to. The process of it is it's growing. It's and it's mysterious. It's wonderful. Amen. And as it matures in us, see. It brings forth that it's supposed to bring forth. It's outwardly manifested to begin with, And that's the way God's Word portrays in the Old Testament. It was an outward thing. And then as God moved in this hour through the great Pentecostal deliverance revival, it was an outward faith. Amen. And we could see the results of it, and we could see, and it weren't so much that somebody had to live a good life or be concentrated to have the faith. It was just a time period that God got ready to express in an outer realm, and it was seen. Just like it was with Judah, you know, he did about the same thing the rest of the apostles did. By faith, God gave him faith. And we could give many, many stories of deliverance evangelists and how that God did things outward, and they didn't preach a good, clean doctrine many times, and they weren't in the Word real well. Even one man went up to be prayed for, and he was blind, and it was said that he will, God's going to give you back your sight. He said, I have a glass eye. And God gave him back his sight, but he didn't give him a new eye. Joanne, did you go over there at Gainesville with David Turrell over there when he had the man come testify? Took the eye out and put the all the other stuff over his eyes so that you couldn't see. Took the glass eye out and you could read Social Security card, your Social Security number, your driver's license. And just as well with the eye out as it could in. Amen. God didn't say he'd give him a new eye. He said he's going to restore his sight. And, of course, for so much money, he would go to a meeting and testify and so on, demonstrate it. And it become a monetarist thing. But the point is, see, faith was exercised out there. Jack Cole, someone come up to be prayed for him. He would break the crutches before he prayed for him, or he would... someone with glasses, he would just stomp the glasses. Many things like that. Someone in a wheelchair, dump them out. And many times they hit the ground running. Well, it didn't matter whether they lived so right or not. It was just a time God was doing something. Amen. And faith was expressed outwardly. Just like in the Moses coming through the wilderness. See? And with the children of Israel, they were without water for many, many days out in the desert. And they came across the big rock down in the desert, and they were complaining to Moses, you brought us out here and we're dying of thirst and all. Amen. And God spoke to Moses, say, take a stick, take thy rod and smite the rock. And he did, and water just come gushing out. Amen. That was a big river in the desert, see. Amen. All those things by faith. But then we get over here, when Paul began to speak of it, he brings it inward more. See, the perfecting faith. Amen. It's the same faith. The Word said we go from faith to faith. Not jumping out of one faith into another faith. It's all the same faith. It's just like an apple seed that you plant in the ground. It has everything in the apple seed that it takes to produce the apples, the tree and more apples in the right ground and all. But eventually it'll come back to that apple seed again. See, that life will have its route. It'll come through the tree, through the limbs, out through the blooms, through the budding, through the blooms, the apple. And then inside the apple there'll be little apple seeds. And every one of them apple seeds have the exact same thing. It has come back to what it was to begin with. See? Amen. And that's the way we look back way back in the Garden of Eden, see. And we see, following the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, it was always an outward expression, see. Amen. And that's the way the Old Testament is. It's outward, see. Amen. The law wasn't given to save anybody. It was given to show us that we need to be saved, see. Amen. And God was with them. But when we received the Holy Ghost, we received Christ within us. Then it began to work within. And it's growing. It's mature. It's wonderful. And it's maturing in a bride as she goes to glory. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, bless us now as we undertake to minister this morning. I pray that the things that you put on our heart, Lord, will be a blessing to the people, and it'll help us all in this final stage of our journey, Lord, that we'll be sure that we're on the right track and that we're seeing this thing just right. And, Lord, that there'll be no mistakes in where we've come from, what has happened, and where we're going. I pray you bless in the name of Jesus now. May this be a reality to us all as we minister the Word of God. And bless us all together, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now I'm reading the Word in 2 Thessalonians. It's verse 2, it says, "Grace be unto you and peace." Now, who's the peace from? From God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. For we are bound to give thanks. We are bound to thank God. Yeah. Okay, I knew that wouldn't sound just right. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because, now watch this, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards each other aboundeth. Your charity and love, it's the love, that's it's thought and argued by some, and that the word charity here is kind of a perversion of the word love, but that's what it means, love. That, let me read it, and I'll just put the word in there. As your faith groweth exceedingly, and the love of every one of you, and all towards each other aboundeth. Your love towards each other aboundeth, he says, as your faith groweth exceedingly. Now, he doesn't give you a different faith. Amen. You go from faith to faith. Amen. And you can interpret that revelation to revelation. Amen. Other words, this that was out here in the open, in great healing revivals, campaigns, amen. It has come within. Amen. As Christ is doing inner work, getting us ready for that final dash here in the end time for the bride of Christ. Amen. So the faith is growing. It's wonderful. Amen. It's marvelous. And it's maturing, see. Amen. And it had to come through these routes. Now, in the ministry of Jesus Christ, and I have quite a few scriptures if I want to read them here. I don't know how we'll get along. But in the ministry of Jesus Christ, the miracles and faith was expressed outwardly many times. And many people received benefits from it. In that he one time multiplied the fish and loaves, and I believe he fed 5,000 at one time. He fed 7,000 at another time. And people sure wanted to follow him. In fact, one time they wanted to take him by force. After he fed about 5,000 men, not counting women and children, they wanted to take him by force and make him the king. Amen. But when he gave them a little word, all that came to an end. He said, except you drink, eat my flesh and drink my blood, you got no part. And the Bible says, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And the Bible says, many of them walk no more with him. See, as long as the faith were being expressed in an outer realm, amen, everybody wanted it. Give me a little of that faith. I want to go heal the sick. Just like down in the city, what was the name of the city where Philip went down into, was it Samaria, in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, and many things were doing, but there was a fellow there, he could also do some miracles, but not as good as Philip. Amen. So he had bewitched him because of the things that he could do. He could do many things that was absolutely astounding. And so Philip went down and he laid hands on them, they received the Holy Ghost. Or baptized, and then Peter and John came and laid hands on them. So when Peter came, he would lay hands on. Sometimes they would receive the Holy Ghost. Well, Simon said, "Give me this same power. I'll give you. I got some money. How much is this going to cost me? I'll give you some money, and you give me this power. I want to do the same thing you're doing, outward, and all in the outward realm." Simon's there, and Peter said, "You and your money both perish." Says, "You're not right with God. I perceive that you're in the gall of bitterness." Amen. So we see as Jesus came, he did things like Lazarus come forth out of the grave. Here he comes. Amen. Many different things. A fig tree walking down the road there. That was a fig tree. Jesus wanted to get some figs. He walked up to it. Weren't anything on it. Jesus said, "From henceforth, no figs shall grow on this tree." And the next day they walked by the same road, and that tree had withered away. And the disciples were marvelous that so soon it had withered away. It was a great outward display of faith in the living God and the power of the living God. Hallelujah. And then we could go on and on and on and on and come through, see how it done. Then Peter the apostle there at Jerusalem, he did many things. He walked down the street and they would bring the sick folks and lay them on the street. And as his shadow would pass over them, they would just get up healed. Hallelujah. Great outward display, see? Amen. But many of these things after the great outpouring or a great display, it faded out quickly, see? Amen. And it has been that way. Then Paul, he did the same thing, laid himself on the man and prayed, and God just raised him from the dead and he went on. Amen. A great outward display. Hallelujah. But all the while, he was bringing us to something. Amen. Your faith groweth exceedingly. Hallelujah. Your faith's in you. Now, there's two things about faith we want to look at. It's not that faith is you get one kind of faith here and one kind there and one kind. No, if you get the faith of God, it's not that you get different kinds of faith. It's the different times that God is doing certain works that He express it and allow it to be expressed in different ways. See? Amen. Now, no way we can get an apple tree in this area here since it's go all over. There are places in the world where they grow all year round. See, but here in Georgia, we have a four-season thing, and we have a winter, a fall, winter, summer, spring. Amen. Well, in the winter, like we got now, all the leaves fall, the sap goes from that tree down into the roots, and it hides there till spring's a year. That way, don't matter how cold it gets, it's not going to hurt it because the sap went and hid down the roots under the ground, see. Amen. Glory to God. But when spring of the year come, and by midsummer, those trees, and we'll use the apple tree again here, those trees, they begin to put forth, and they begin to bring forth leaves, they bloom, and produce fruit. Amen. The season came for that, and you can't hurry it, and you can't stop it. Amen. And there's no particular reason for it other than that's the law of God that He set in, and it's a season for it. Hallelujah. That's the route of faith as it have come. It has come through great what we call deliverance revival, and you may not know it, but I am old enough to be back in those with A.A. Allen and some of those. Oral Roberts used to sit on his high chair and sing, "Where the healing waters flow, where the joy celestial the glow, oh, there's peace and rest and love, where the healing waters flow," and lay hands on them as they come by. Some of them come forth on crutches and throw them away and went off shouting. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it was the season for it, and there was no way to stop it. Amen. The churches, the formal churches, they called it everything they could think of. Amen. Antichrist and everything like that. And Brother Brown prayed for one lady, a young girl, totally blind. She received her sight. That was Church of Christ preacher. He wanted to fight against this thing. And he says, if you can do like Paul says, smite me blind. Smite me blind. Brother Brown said, how can I smite you blind and you're already blind? Amen. See, it was time for it. You couldn't stop it. Amen. And you can't bring it back. Amen. That's what I want to show you. You couldn't stop it when it was doing, and you can't bring it back. You can't bring the sap back in that apple tree till spring year come and the season come for it. Hallelujah. Amen. But that life that was in that seed now was hiding down there in the root. The life that caused it to bore fruit, amen, when the fall year came, something happened, a law was set in motion, and the sap started going down, see. Amen. That's always been a wonder to me, how certain times of year, before it began to get cold, we see certain trees, the leaves begin to turn, the leaves begin to fall off. Amen. It's not wintertime yet. We hadn't had a frost yet. But yet, the sap start going down. Amen. There's something happened. A law is in that tree. And something, we'll just say in our language, something snapped within it. The switch turned on. All of a sudden, that sap began to go down, hide in the roots. Now, you can't stop it. You can get out there and put a big heater up beside that tree to keep it warm. And put light there like the sun, that sap's going to go down anyway because that season has passed. And that's the way it's been with the work of the Lord. And I thank God that I've been around all these many, many years that I've saw the different phases of it and stages of it and how it come now. And we're getting to the place, we're right back to a message like Paul preached. Amen. When he began to teach the people about the faith, and about how it was, and he said, you going to receive the faith of the Son of God, see. Hallelujah. Every faith will fail except the faith of the Son of God. Now, I'm going to fast forward here over to the time that we're living in there, and a little more. There's many miracles I could get on Moses and different one, Daniel in the lion's den, outward manifestation. Amen. And God just did certain things because it was his time. Amen. 50 years later, they might have thrown Daniel in the lion, eat him up, see. Because it was a certain time God got ready to do something. Hallelujah. Amen. Just like the season, there's certain time. It's time for something. Don't try to stop it. I can fast 40 days and I can pray and get the old church to pray and fast with me. Let's pray and fast that winter will go away. Well, it's going to, but it's going to be a few months yet. Amen, because it's following a cycle, see. Amen. So all the way from Adam all the way through, it followed a cycle. We see the outer expressions of faith. It's wonderful. It's mysterious. Amen, but in this hour it's maturing. And as we see these things and live through these things, our faith grow in each week. Here in church, we should let our faith grow because the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. In other words, when you hear the Word of God and you believe it, and it has to be timely, though. That's one thing. It can't be that I can say, Brother Brown said this, and Brother Brown said that, which he did, and it was all true, a wonderful message. Nothing been in the world like it since the days of Jesus Christ, see. Amen. But that day has come and gone. Amen. It's just like the in the spring year when the trees and the blooms on the apple tree. Amen. It's wonderful. You smell the fragrance and the bees spread the pollen from one to the other. Amen. That's the season for it. And don't try to stop it. Don't try to speed it up. Don't get in this way. Just enjoy it. Amen. But pretty soon all them blooms have fallen off. The bees are gone. Amen. And work has been done. It has pollinated. Amen. Because in a tree, most of them has both male and female life in it. Amen. It takes to germatize the seed, see. And it takes the pollen. When the tree comes up, there's fruit, there's bloom, there's pollen. And that pollen, it spreads from one tree to another, and bees help it. In China, they use pesticides there in a certain area. It was on one of the History Channel or something, one of the channels I was watching the other day. And the thing is, they were growing pears. And beautiful pears, but they use pesticide to be sure no insects, but it killed all the bees too, see. Amen. And then, every year it'd be less and less and less. So they finally found out what had caused it. So now they've moved away from that place and started a new pear orchard and transported bees in there so the bees can get out there and do their thing, and they're growing some wonderful pears again. Hallelujah. You can't mess with nature. You can't mess with what God's doing, because God's got a certain way of doing things, and let's let it happen. That's the way it's been in the work of the Lord. There's a certain way God's been doing things. He sent a prophet, William Branham. Amen. And that was in one of the African towns, South African town, where a big racetrack was at there. Durban, South Africa. And some reported maybe as much as 500,000 people there. Tremendous crowds. And he had mass prayer. And many, many hundreds were healed. And sometimes as much as 12 miles away, weren't even in the meeting. People would be healed, leave their crutches, and be healed of the power of God. And the mayor of the city called him there at his hotel and said, "Look out your window." I believe it was 8 or 9 truckloads of wheelchairs and sticks and crutches and all that people just left them and walked away. Hallelujah. Well, you can't repeat that. That's not what God's doing now. See, this faith is growing. It's mysterious. It's wonderful. But it's maturing, see. Amen. Your faith grows exceedingly. And when it grows and matures in you, it comes within you. Amen. It expresses itself through you, and it produces what God wants done for that particular time, see. Hallelujah. Amen. So 1,000 were healed. And up in the mountain when the storm came, Brother Brown was up there, and they said, they denounced on radio, it's coming a big storm, and if you're up, don't get caught out in it, because you can die immediately. So Brother Brown instructed each one that went with him hunting, and told him, the first speck of snow you see, head back for the camp. Because he'd been there before, and he knew kind of how it worked. Because it'll snow so hard you can't see a wind blowing, the temperature drops so much, don't get too far from the camp. And the first speck of snow, head back for the camp. So he was up on the mountain, and it began to snow. So he headed just as fast as he could get back to the camp. Well, about halfway down, a voice spoke to him. Said, "Go back up on the mountain." Well, Brother Brown knew this. If this ain't God, I'm a dead man, because you couldn't survive out there. Amen. He headed back up on the mountain there. And the Lord spoke and said, "Whatever you say, that's the way it'll be." And he says, "Let this storm go away and the sun come out and be gone till we get out of the mountains here." Within 15 minutes, the sun was shining. Amen. And the snow stopped. And so as they were going out, they stopped by a station. As they got out of the mountain, the man said, "The strangest thing I've ever seen." He said, "I've been here all my life." And said, "They've been announcing this for days, that this great storm was going to come through," and said, "It usually lasts for weeks." But said, "This one blew in, and all of a sudden, it just stopped, and the sun started shining again." Brother Brown said, "You don't say." Well, Jesus did the same thing. He walked on water. Amen. And he took, he went to a wedding. And they'd run out of wine. And Mary came to Jesus and says, "They don't have any wine. What should it do?" And Jesus said, "Woman, my time hadn't come yet." And the servants came up and she said, "Whatever he saith unto you, do." And that's a good thing to do today, isn't it? Whatever he's, and Jesus walked over at that time, the Spirit of God hit him. Revelation hit him. It's time to make myself known. Amen. He went and told him, said, you fill up these water pots, six of them. And they contain, I believe, about a gallon and a half of fig one, I believe. Some says it's I looked that up on I believe in Webster's, how much a fig one was. Anybody ever do that? How much? Now they had a good batch of wine, and the governor said, "This is the best stuff I've ever drunk." He called the man and said, "Hey, come here, come over to me. How come you set out the worst wine, and then when men have drunken it?" Got well drunken, or not so sloppy drunk, but they've all got jolly and drinking, they usually slip the worser on them. Said, but you saved the best to the last. Amen. I've never tasted nothing so good in all my life. Amen. Jesus did that great miracle by faith. Amen. And he said, if you got faith as a grain of mustard seed, you do this, say the mountain be moved, and so on. Amen. He walked on the water. Now, old Peter, he tried it, and thank God he at the words of Jesus, he had confidence in Jesus when Jesus walking on the water out to the boat. When they were in a storm, and they thought it was a ghost, and they carried on, and all scared to death, and Peter said, it's the Lord. He said, Lord, if that be you, bid me to come. He said, come on. He jumped out there and them waves boisterous, and Peter just walking there like on a paved road. But the Bible says he looked around at the waves. Amen. He began to sink. Amen. Peter reached, Jesus reached and got him by the hand, walked on over to the boat with him. Amen. I'm glad that when our faith do waver and we begin to sing, there's someone catch us by the hand. Amen. And bring us into the ark of safety. Hallelujah. Praise God. But coming to the deliverance meetings, I've been there and I've saw great things myself even. But it weren't no problem to get large crowds, and some of the big evangelists, they had 10,000, 20,000. Brother Brown, I believe they said some of his meetings here was up to 40,000. You couldn't get a room within miles and miles of where he was at in a meeting. And God did so many healings too numerous to record. Hallelujah. But then towards the end of his ministry, he said, there's been a change. It ain't like it used to be. Amen. And he came off the field. He told God, as long as you supply the needs without me ever asking for money, he said, I'll stay on the field. But said, when you get ready for me to come off the field, stop meeting the needs. So he went out to California, went in the whole 15,000 on a tent revival. He came back home to work out the money. He came off the field, and then that's when he preached church ages. That's where he preached the seal. That's where he began to bring us into the depths of the Word. But the point being, that season passed, even he couldn't go back. You can't go back once the flowers bloom out here and produce. Amen. You see the roses up and down the road here. How beautiful and red, pretty roses. Amen. Go find me one now. Amen. The season has passed. Amen. And that's where the season for the great, tremendous tent revivals and all, it has passed. Amen. God's calling His people together, teaching them the Word, because the hearing of the Word bringeth faith. Hallelujah. And some tried to keep it alive. One fellow up in Charlotte, North Carolina, he had a man there, had a patch over his eyes. And I'm acquainted with the more details, but I'm not going into it here because I don't want to draw it out. First place, I don't want to involve all the folks that were actually involved with it. They went back and saw a man smoking a cigarette with a patch on his eye. Well, the man just looked at him and went on. The first one they brought out to pray for, brought him out on the stretcher. Said, this man here, he dying with cancer, and he gave all the things. He ain't going to live unless God raise him up tonight. How many believe God's going to raise him up tonight? and went on that way. He prayed and the man got up and the place exploded. Well, the preacher I'm acquainted with and know about went to him and said, how come you do such as that? He said, well, you do one like that and it'll give other people faith and they see what happened, they'll believe. Well, that ain't God's faith. That ain't a growing, wonderful, mysterious, maturing faith. That's not the faith of God. How many knows it? It's a phony faith. If they get healed, they probably ain't going to be healed 3 weeks from now. Amen. We saw on the news where they followed some of these preachers that some people supposed to have got healed. One got healed of cancer, or maybe a couple was, and they followed them around. And within a couple of months, one was dead, and the other dead in about 4 months, died of cancer. Supposed to have been healed. Well, you can't be phony like that. Leave it there. That age has passed. Let's go on with God and do what God's doing for this hour. Amen. I'm not interested in the big old tent meeting and prayer lines that reach around the block. Amen. And having to do all these phony things. God has let that season pass, and we're not in that season. But Paul said, your faith groweth exceedingly. Hallelujah. And we're going to see what the faith is. It's the faith of the Son of God. Somebody might say, well, how could anybody do that if they weren't of God? Well, here's the thing about it. He says he lets the wheat and tare grow together in that season. In the kingdom of heaven age, wheat and tare grow together. He sends the rain on the just and unjust. He makes the sun to shine on the just and unjust. He makes no difference. And if somebody believed the word of God and believed God, there was one man I'm acquainted with, the situation, had 70 healings of testimony. Part of them in person in seven or eight baskets of letters he had healing and all that. But then, it weren't too long that he went off on something so far-fetched, that don't even resemble the word, see. Amen. God allowed it, see. Amen. And we've come to a certain time. We're no longer in the kingdom of heaven age. We're in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God's within you. See, we've come through the kingdom of heaven age, which was seven church ages. Amen. That's the reason I don't get back there. Amen. I got the history, read the history, and know it by heart nearly, every church age, every messenger, when they serve, what country they're in, and all those things. Amen. But we're not there anymore. We're not in Brother Brown's age anymore. We're not in Brother Jackson's age anymore. Amen. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land. Hallelujah. We've come to a place where the voice of authorization has spoke. The mighty angel brought down a little book. It's open. It's unsealed. Amen. And there's a voice saying, go take the little book and eat it. And that's what we've been doing. Hallelujah. Amen. It caused your faith to grow exceedingly, see. Amen. Now, there's much of this here. Amen. That we won't have time to get. But I want to read in 1 Thessalonians. Let's read the first chapter here, because Paul, he doesn't change his thoughts too much here. I'm going to get one where the Son of God, faithful Son of God, and there's a book of Hebrews in the 11th chapter. They did certain things by faith, and they were delivered out of fire. That's Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were thrown in the fire furnace and delivered out. And there was a lot of outward expression of this. Amen. God brought it in. Hallelujah. It's in your heart, in your life. Amen. You have become the very tree of life in this hour. And the Bible says she bring forth her fruit. Before I read this, I want to get something I mentioned there just a moment ago and didn't follow through to the extent that I want to. That there's the gift of faith. And then there's the fruit of faith. Now, a gift and fruit is two different things that it applies to us. The faith is not different. But there's the gift of faith where you got God move upon you with the gift of faith. And you can say, let water run uphill backwards. With the anointing of God, it'll do it with the gift of faith. Amen. But it may never do it anymore, see. Hallelujah. There's people have had great things happen in their life, a one-time thing, and then there's other times where through faith they were able to do certain things, then all of a sudden it kind of faded out. Amen, and so forth. But then there's the fruit of faith. That's within you. It grows within you. It stays within you. It matures within you. And you take it all the way across Jordan. Amen. You take it to glory. Amen. He said, if there be gifts, the prophecy, they'll cease. There'll be tongues and all these kind of things. Amen. We don't need them over there. Hallelujah. I don't need to prophesy when I get in the homeland. Amen. How many knows that? I don't need to speak in tongues when they get to the homeland. I don't need to interpretate tongues when they get to the homeland. But I do need that fruit that grows within me. I'm a fruit tree. And you're a fruit tree. And we're growing fruit. And it's spoken of in Galatians chapter 5. And one of those fruits that's growing there. Amen. Love, peace, joy, faith. Faith, love, peace, and joy, and all those. Faith is a fruit, and that you don't lose that fruit when you lose this old natural body. Hallelujah. It's part of that inward man, not part of the outer man. Now, the gifts of the Spirit can be on this outer man. Hallelujah. Judas could do just as much as Peter could. Hallelujah. How many knows that? And he was a devil from the beginning. Hallelujah. Just to show you this, Brother Brown went to the Pentecostal. He started off in the Baptist. Went to the Pentecostal one time, and he come back, and he was so troubled that he went into a cave and fasted and prayed many days. Because in this Pentecostal meeting, one would jump up and speak in tongues. Another over here would jump up and prophesy and tell what he said. And he said, my, I'm among angels. You know. And then he got talking to the men, and he found out one of them was actually committing adultery with another man's wife or something to that effect, and the other was a genuine Christian. But one, the Spirit was falling on both of them the same. He said, God, I don't understand this. And the Lord let him see a cloud, the field was the world, and good seeds was sowed there. And then he let this man dressed in black come and sow tares, sow other kind of seed. And then they sprang forth. And then there came a drought, and they were both just withering away. The wheat was about to die. The tares about to die. Then all of a sudden he looked in the vision, and he saw the earth turn down. He saw the rain coming up. Amen. Came across that field. And those cuckabirds, or whatever we'll call cuckabirds or tares, the wheat began to raise up. The cuckabirds began to raise up. They all did exactly the same because they were getting the same rain. Hallelujah. It falls on the just and unjust. Amen. And there's faith expressed in the outer rim. But when it come within you, that's where it come within the bride. It become not just a gift. Now, don't miss this statement here because it's going to be one of the important statements I make. It's not just a gift to the bride. It become a fruit within her. Amen. In the book of Revelation chapter 22, the bride tree, she bears her fruit over in the eternal age. And all the way through. Hallelujah. You get the faith not just as a gift of faith. Amen. He gives every man the measure of faith enough to come to God, you know, and so forth, he said. Amen. And then there's 9 spiritual gifts. Everybody don't speak in tongues. Everybody don't prophesy. Everybody don't work miracles. Everybody don't have the gift of faith. Amen. But there are those that do. Hallelujah. But everybody that's in the bride of Christ, in God's true church, has the fruits of the Spirit. Amen, and that's the only one of them. You look at them. You'll find the gifts, 9 gifts, and then 9 fruits of the Spirit. There's faith as a gift, then there's faith as a fruit. And it works a different way. Amen, because there's time when you might have faith, and it's based a lot of times on how spiritual you feel at the particular time. Hallelujah. There's sometimes you can believe God for anything. Then there's other times you couldn't believe God for a bag of popcorn. How many know that? Amen. When you feel like you ain't got a lick, but that if that faith is a fruit within you, it stays there. It grows exceedingly as you receive the word, as you realize the time period you're living in, and you know what's supposed to take place in your day and in your hour and in the time you're living in. Hallelujah. You concentrate on that. Amen. You dedicate yourself to that. Hallelujah. And that faith began to grow. It became one of the fruits. Hallelujah. Paul said these things, you'll become partakers of His divine nature. Add to your faith, virtue, and all these other things. That has to come be added to. Amen. The fruit, God's bride is bearing her fruit today, and one of her fruits is that faith. Amen. That caused her to overcome when overcoming looked like it's not possible. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now you might say, I want the gift of faith, Brother Howard. Well, God can give it. Amen. But don't get the gift of faith and ruin yourself with it. Amen. Just because God heals somebody, you speak the word and they lay in there sick on the cot and they get up shouting and dancing, heal. Don't let it ruin you. Just like the man that had the glass eye. That ruined the man. Amen. Because he got making good money going tent meeting, pulling that eye out, showing the people he could read just as well with it or without it. It become a money racket. Amen. Don't get some of these gifts where you can talk in tongues, prophesy, where you can have the gift of discernment, tell somebody where they were at, or a gift of knowledge. You can tell them where they're at and what they did yesterday and those things. Some people, God let them experience that. It just ruins them. You try to give them a little word, they say, I'm a man of God. I can do this, and yet they'll believe in a Trinity. They'll believe in all that. And the life they live is not something you'd want to write home about. Amen. Can you say amen, folks? Praise God, but that faith is growing within you. It's the same whether you're up, whether you're down, whether you're happy, whether you're sad, whether you're in a good meeting, or whether you just wish you were in a good meeting. Amen. Is that right? It's a fruit of the Spirit. Glory to God. That's the faith that will translate this old mortal body. Amen. And give you a brand new body. Hallelujah. As you hear the word, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word. How many say amen to that? Amen. Now some of you, this is something. Now notice, a growing, a wonderful, a mysterious, and a maturing faith. It matures in you. The gift of faith don't mature in you. You get the gift of faith, that's an external force that come on you. Amen. And you just believe and do what it says. Amen. Amen. It may come on you four times in your life and you may never get any more. Amen. There's people have had one miracle happen in their life that was outstanding, very outstanding. Amen. May not happen anymore. And the gifts may have to do with what you do and what how dedicated or how you pray or whatever. Amen. And a lot of times people say, I like getting a good meeting. Where the power of God at? Because my gift began to work. Well, that's all right. My fruit began to work whether I'm in the valley, amen, or whether I'm on the mountaintop. Amen. I like the fruit of the Spirit like that man John Bunyan had. I guess most everybody here, almost everybody has read the book on Pilgrim Progress. Amen. It's one outside the Bible. It's one of the most published books in the most different language and all. It has a story in there about a Christian. And then all the works of the flesh and different one kind. Sometimes they get him stopped. But he kept on going until he got to the pearly gate. He was 10 years in prison where he preached the word of God. And they got him some paper and pencil down. He wrote that. And it's been a masterpiece ever since. And I wouldn't do that one. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's something. Now, the point I'm making here is in that prison for 10 years. And they throwed raisin down with worms in them and stuff for him to eat. And in a many times in a dark dungeon down there, and it was mud, and it wasn't just a clean place to be, rats and whatever. Amen. Yeah, he held right on. Glory to God. I'll tell you, that's the fruit. That was something growing within him. It weren't some external something that came upon him that determined whether he was going to stand for God or not. When God lifted his spirit, the Pentecostals went right back straight to the world. How many knows that? And most of them I used to know years ago backslid or gone somewhere else or done something else. Some of them went and joined the denomination. But this fruit of the Spirit will keep you if it ain't nobody but you and him. Amen. It'll keep you if you ain't got a friend in the world. It'll keep you if everybody says you're wrong. It'll keep you when there's storm clouds all around you. Hallelujah. It'll keep you when you don't have a bad day. Amen. It'll keep you when things look like they just can't work for you. Amen. This fruit, as that fruit continues to grow and mature in you. Amen. Look to Jesus. Look away to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, as this came down, when it came into Paul's ministry, it went inward. Amen. I'm not going to have time to get all the details on. Oh, I'm here and say, and first, I got preaching, forgot where I was going. Let me read you in 1 Thessalonians. Here's something about faith, too. I want to read it. This 1 Thessalonians, first chapter. Amen. I'll begin verse 2 here. It says, "We give thanks to God always for you all." They said you shouldn't say "you all," but Paul does, so I guess it's all right. "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers," right? "Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and the patience and hope of the Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren beloved, your election of God. For this gospel came not unto you in word only, but in also in power and the Holy Ghost, in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you, and you became followers of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction and with joy of the Holy Ghost." Amen. Amen. They didn't worry about getting afflicted a little bit. They wanted that word. Amen. And this is the same goes on over in 2 Thessalonians, where your faith groweth. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. There's something real today. God sent us a messenger. Amen. To the Gentiles. His name was Paul. And he brought this word, brought it from the external right on into the internal. Hallelujah. And when you look at faith, you can say it's growing, it's wonderful, it's mysterious, and it's maturing. Hallelujah. Amen. Is that faith maturing in you? Amen. Do you have to see certain things or have certain good meeting or some way or another or have something going on to cause you to have good faith? If it is, you might have had the gift of faith and you might have come in contact with faith. But Paul said your faith groweth exceedingly. You've got it whether it's you and the Lord, whether you come to service, amen, may not be nobody walking the benches or shouting or whatever they like Pentecostals used to do. Amen, you hear that word, it sets your soul on fire. Why? Because it's timely, it's for you, you know it's for you. Amen, you know there's a message God sent for you, and that message is going to rapture you right out of here. It's for the bride. It's to clothe you and get you dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, there's so much on this you'll never get through. But I want to go to, I want to get a little bit here in the Galatians, a couple of places here. Then I'll be closing out here. Amen. Bad to close when you just barely begin to scratch the surface. But I just wanted to give you an overall picture. Let you see how it came from outward. Miracles. People dead, getting up. There was one man, let's see, Smith Wigglesworth, I believe it was. And I don't want to get on these long stories. Amen. But someone died. First place, his wife died. He prayed for him, "Come alive in Jesus' name." And pretty soon God let her spirit come back and said, "Smith Wiggleworth, what did you do to call me away?" Said, you just release me. Said, I'm gonna go to that wonderful place where you just called me from." Hallelujah. Then one time a man died and he got the people together to pray that God raised him from the dead. And they prayed and prayed and prayed, and they had a pretty good crowd there praying. And as the night wore on, they started walking out one at a time. Well, there's Smith Wiggleworth, about 3 o'clock in the morning, everybody's gone but him. So he prayed and he got tired of praying, so he reached and got that dead man, stood him against the wall, said, "You live in the name of Jesus." The man just started turning to move, and the man followed. He grabbed him and shook him and slung him against the wall. "Live in Jesus' name!" And the man came alive. Hallelujah. But Smith Wigglesworth didn't believe any of these good truths we believe. It weren't time for it. See, see all these things. I could go on and tell you stories like that, and you would say, "My, we're a dead bunch then if all that has happened." No, we ain't. We got revelation. Amen. Of where faith has come, it's come into our heart. It's become a fruit instead of a gift.
Amen.
Amen. It's growing. It's the faith of the Son of God. Amen. Brother Brown was the perfect type of Jesus with all the miracles he done. Amen. The Son of Man been revealed again. But that's another day and another age, and that's already happened. If you try to go back there and live that, you're a loser. Amen. Amen. You're a loser. We got to live in this day. 2009, just beginning of it. Amen. We got this before us, and God's give us a message that's second to none. Hallelujah. That's blasting through all quarters of the world. Amen. And we got a letter yesterday from Africa. Amen. Saying that book, "Can You Take It?" Well, we got two letters. We got one from Sri Lanka. And the brothers, I read that and there about that natural conscience and spiritual conscience, said, "You don't know what that meant to me, because I've always felt I wasn't good enough. I might have done this wrong or might have done that wrong." He said, "Brother, it's good." So I thank God for the revelation. Then we got one yesterday from Africa, basically the same thing. He said, "I never knew there was a natural conscience and a spiritual conscience." Amen. Natural conscience worked by what you've been taught. The spiritual conscience work by what the Word says. Amen. Is that right? Glory to God. Well, oh, let me read. I'm supposed to be reading, wasn't I? Okay, here. I'm in Galatians chapter 2. If you're not here, you don't have to read, because I'm going to be a little bit rapid here in reading. Paul said, "For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God." And we're dead to all those ages that's come. He says here, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me." Now that's who's living. Christ living in him. And that's why it has to be today. Any other way, you're not in the loop. "Christ liveth in me, and the faith," watch, oh, I wish I had time to preach on this one, and the "life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." That's the kind of faith we got. It's not just a gift of faith that moves up on us at a certain time that we can believe God. He Allen said he had some bills to pay, and he didn't have money, but he had a bunch of $1 bills in his billfold. Said the Lord told him, "Go pay this bill," and said it was a large amount. And he went there and opened his billfold, and every one of them ones turned to 20s. Amen. Well, that's all right. I don't doubt it. Probably did. Amen. If Moses could turn the water to blood, if he could open the Red Sea, if he could smite a rock and the water came out, amen, why couldn't A.E. Allen reach in his billfold and get for the $1 bill and to come out 20? But that's a gift of faith, see. But there's something in you. Christ liveth in you. The life that I'm crucified with Christ, never let I live. But yet it's not me living, it's Christ living in me. And the life that I live by the faith of the Son of God. Oh, there's so many of these. But I want to read this about the fruits of the Spirit before I close you out today. Amen. I'm getting there where I need to close too. Amen. So I'm just going to skip down from Galatians chapter 5. I want to start with verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit. Now, not fruits of the Spirit, the fruit. It's all bundled up. It's one fruit. It's the fruit of Christ. Amen. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, and faith. Now that's only, you go there and read the nine gifts there in 1 Corinthians 12 chapter and starting down there, verse 3 and 4 down through there on down. It tells about the gifts, the gift of faith, what to do, but here's the fruit of faith. See, the fruit of the Spirit is this. And it says, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection of lust. Now, have you crucified the flesh? Are you of Christ, see? And that's not for me to answer it to you. It says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Amen. You say, will you feel anything when you walk in the Spirit? You might and you might not. Sometimes God will let you feel it. That was old Elijah. He outrun those Syrian horses back to Jezreel, and they run about 35 miles an hour. That was David. He run through a troop, and they come to the wall of the city. It was a big, tall wall. He just gave a leap and jumped over the wall. He killed a giant. Now, I'm not going to get all those. Oh, they wrought all these by faith. Samson, he walked up, well, I better hush that, but he walked up that gate weighing tons, a little fella, they said, laid it on his shoulder and walked off, by faith. But I'm not going to tell you what the end of Samson. Amen. David and Saul, some of them, once they did those great things, they didn't pan out too good as far as earthly walk, but they'll be there, see. Amen. All right, next verse says, let us not be desirous after vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. In other words, don't compare yourself one another. Hey, I'm better than this preacher better than me, or that preacher. No, you be for Christ. You live for Him. You let the fruits grow in you. What somebody else do, amen, just praise God that God's blessing them. All right, I'm going to close. I'm not ready, but I'm going to anyway. Because this year I've only scratched the surface of these good things. We may get on again, I don't know, but I think today we'll leave it here. And you'll get it. Just in your mind, look back and see where we've come. Through the deliverance meeting and all these things. Now there's a faith has come into God's people, see. Amen. It come in not as, God didn't put a gift, God put gifts upon Pentecostal people. They shouted, spoke in tongues, and turned tumble sets, and handled snakes, and drunk poison, and all these things, and did many marvelous things. I went and preached for a man one time. He's been bit by, I think, 3 rattlesnakes. Well, I'm not going to get in those things. There's some drank poison. They tested it, showed on TV. It was real poison. Nothing happened to him. Amen. That's got nothing to do with this, what I'm talking about. That's no external demonstration, and a lot of times it pulls attention straight to the old flesh and not to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. All right. So I'm going to close this. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this morning. Thank you for your word. I pray you bless now, God, and just each one that have come this way, Lord, and this message, God, it's so big and so wonderful and so exciting, so mysterious as that faith grows in us and make us become, amen, the very bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, I just pray that each one that hear this message, Lord, will go home and think on these things and realize where we're at. And faith is only in the message for the time that the word is being preached and it pertains to that time period. Lord, that brings forth this faith and it's going to rapture your church out. God just bless us all together, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.